From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris, and we begin this hour in Baghdad, where insurgents ambushed a security checkpoint today. They gunned down five Iraqi policemen and planted the black banner of the insurgency as they fled the scene. The incident bears a striking resemblance to another in Baghdad late last week. The attack also comes less than a day after President Obama affirmed his commitment to withdraw U.S. troops from Iraq and touted the progress Iraqi security forces have made. As NPR's Kelly McEvers reports, that progress is relative.
It's been called one of the most brazen and sophisticated attacks here in recent years. Late last week, in broad daylight, in the neighborhood of Adamiya, it started when men drew pistols with silencers and fired at checkpoint guards.
The attack happened right here on a main street of Adamiya. Soldiers were killed, their bodies placed on top of a car, and then as other soldiers approached the car, homemade bombs went off and killed more.
The burning cars and bodies left huge dark stains on the pavement. Sunni insurgents briefly laid a black banner on the ground with the words "Islamic State of Iraq" written in gold. The ISI is an umbrella group for al-Qaeda and other insurgents. In all, 16 people were killed and 14 wounded. Othman Abdurrahman Ahmed watched the attack unfold from his roasted chicken shop across the street. He ran outside after the bombs exploded.
So the gunmen, they were shooting randomly at people just to make a room for them to flee. And they went in that narrow alley behind us here, and they left their vehicles and they went walking.
Ahmed says Iraqi forces quickly put the neighborhood on lockdown. Shops were closed. Soldiers combed the streets house by house, searching even women and children. So far, officials say they've netted dozens of suspects, including two men who allegedly had a video of the attack on their cell phones. Shop owner Othman Ahmed says this attack would never have happened if the so-called Sahwa were still in charge. Sahwa is a name for former Sunni insurgents who joined with U.S. forces to take back neighborhoods and towns during Iraq's most violent years, 2006, 7, and 8. Their salaries were initially paid by the U.S. The idea was that Sahwa men eventually would join the Iraqi security forces and be paid by the Iraqi government. But that doesn't seem to have happened in Adamiya, says Ahmed.
The army is not doing that much good security here because they don't know full details of the whole area, not like the Sahwa when they were here. They can recognize immediately if there is someone, a stranger or not, by the way he speaks, by his face. But for the army, of course, it's different.
The leader of the neighborhood Sahwa group is Amr Hamid Al-Azawi. A tall and agile 73-year-old, Azawi smokes a Cuban cigar. He puts his pistols on the table when he sits down. Azawi says he fears this neighborhood will turn to violent sectarianism again. He says the Shiite-dominated government is marginalizing the Sunni Sahwa group. That was clear, he says, well before this latest attack.
Would you, if Sahwa was really in control of this neighborhood, would you have been able to stop it?
I can't answer that, he says. It would be too embarrassing to the Iraqi security forces. U.S. military spokesman Major General Stephen Lanza says the army is trying to find out what went wrong in Adamiya.
It could have been inability to have observers out. Somebody could have fell asleep. Somebody could have been bribed. That is something, obviously, that we're working with the Iraqi army to determine what did happen and then how we can fix it.
Lanza says the U.S. is strongly encouraging the Iraqi government to pay Sahwa members their salaries, but there's only so much they can do.
Could there be corruption? Possibly. But overall, the real issue, I think, is an inability in some cases to have a mechanism in here that says, I need to pay thousands of people.
The most recent attack was launched today in the West Baghdad neighborhood of Mansour, another Sunni area that in recent years was the scene of much violence. Militants there used the same types of guns as those used in Adamiya and planted the same black and gold flag. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.